This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's first reported case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been found in Metro Denver. State Health Department says the Arapahoe County woman recently returned from South Africa. She is vaccinated but had not gotten a booster shot. Scientists still have many unanswered questions about how transmissible Omicron is and how it stands up against the vaccines. The Boulder grocery store where 10 people were killed in a mass shooting will reopen next month. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The Table Mesa King Supers closed down after the shooting happened in March. Since then, the company has worked with the community to renovate the grocery store, which has been a fixture in South Boulder for almost 50 years. In a statement, Boulder Mayor Aaron Brockett said the reopening will be an important step forward as the city continues to heal from the tragedy. King Super says it will share more information about the redesign in the coming weeks. The official opening date is January 20th. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A 72-year-old skier who died after colliding with a snowboarder at the Eldora Mountain Resort has been identified as a well-known coach and educator. The Professional Ski Instructors of America says Ron LeMaster died Tuesday from his injuries. LeMaster coached pro skiers and snowboarders, shot videos, and published several books about the sports during his career. Authorities are continuing their investigation. Clear around the state tonight, 30s along the Front Range and on the western slope and in the central mountains. This is CPR.